A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are as nothing compared with the glory that will be revealed for us. For creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of the children of God. For creation was made subject to futility, not of its own accord, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that creation itself would be set free from slavery to corruption and share in the glorious freedom of the children of God. We know that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And not only that, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also groan within ourselves as we await for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that sees for itself is not hope, for who hopes for what one sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait with endurance. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord has done marvels for us. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming, and our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with rejoicing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed.
The Lord has done marvels for us.
Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents of the southern desert. Those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing.
The Lord has done marvels for us.
Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It's like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It's like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So today we talk about, St. Paul talks about, if you will, that there's all this suffering and that goes on, right? And he says the sufferings of present are nothing compared to what God has prepared for us. And this is, look, about hope. It's what hope is, that, okay, even though it's hard now and every day, you know, we go through our own struggles or our own whatever it is. But like the saints used to say, what is this compared to eternity? What is this compared to eternity? What is the suffering of today or the sufferings that we all struggle with? What is it compared to what's awaiting all of us, God willing, that we get to be forever with God? And again, as I've said, 100 billion years from now, we're going to become looking back and think, hey, remember when we had bed bugs? And we're going to sit there and say, oh, I don't remember. They were all gone. But whatever it happens to be, it'll be gone. Let us keep our eyes focused on Jesus and the future and what awaits us, and thus be people of hope. May it you know his love today and forever. Amen.